Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring. And if you can hear some noise in the background, it's that of our family. Our oldest daughter, Abby, her husband, Chris, their sweet grandsugar, Symphony, and Sophia, our baby girl, Zan. Others coming tomorrow. But I want to tell you, my fine wife, she's enjoying being mommy and grandmommy right now. Plus the fact that Emmy did not want us talking today. I got a new computer that's 2 weeks old, and it totally crashed. I mean, totally crashed. So, you know, the enemy thought he had the upper hand, but he loses every time. Because when you know the authority you operate under, you know that God makes a way. Hallelujah. So happy 2 days before Christmas, and let's get started. I've always been fascinated by stealth airplanes or anything with invisible cloaking. Now, I must admit my frame of reference is now the B-2 Spirit plane, known as a stealth bomber, but rather James Bond movies. I laugh, but don't you laugh. See, it's cool how you can make ships and cars invisible, not just to radars, but to the human eye as well. The premise is to cloak what you're doing so no one will know. Now, that may work in movies, but let me assure you, there's no such thing as a stealth center. If you've ever said to yourself, nobody's looking, nobody will ever know, my secret is safe, then without question, you're the biggest fool you know. Mark 4:22 in the New Living Translation. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Let me just tell you, if you're visiting websites you shouldn't, then you should know those URLs or locations will stay in your computer, even if you delete or erase them. The impressions to keystrokes to cookies, well, you may think they leave your computer, but they don't. They may not be visible, but they're there. All it takes is for someone to scan the hard drive. Not only does your computer retain the path of your little secret, but so does your mental hard drive. When we allow negative or sinful thoughts to enter our thought processes, an impression is made, much like the digital impression on a computer. Depending on how active you are in renewing your mind, well, that will determine whether or not those thoughts re-enter your thought process. If you allow yourself to feed on anything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God and His Word, then you're a stealth sinner, trying to hide what can't be covered up. Now, let me hear this. It doesn't matter if you lead the choir, teach in Sunday school, serve on the board of elders, or any other position for that matter. We got to know if we allow our focus anywhere other than on the pure, the powerful, the positive, from the Word of God, well, then we're a heathen masquerading as a Christian. There's an old saying, and what you think about, you speak about. What you speak about, you bring about. What we think about determines our destiny. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." The essence of who we are is reflected by our thought life. What we feed mentally grows, what we starve mentally dies. Now, I don't know if you've ever visited a military facility or a business that requires you to sign in and wear a visitor's pass at all times. These high security areas are trying to prevent military or industrial espionage. They're keeping the enemies out. Every believer needs to implement and utilize the same type of mental security to keep unwanted visitors out of their thinking and decision making. We got to take control of our thought processes and recognize it when a negative thought or anything else exalts itself above the knowledge of God. And even tries to illegally enter the premises of our mind. Don't allow any, see this time of year we have house guests, but don't allow any unwanted house guest in your mind. And certainly don't allow them to stay long enough to entertain them in any way. The scripture says we have the mind of Christ. There are some things in our brain, our filing cabinet, the hard drive of our mind, that frankly Christ had nothing to do with. We need to fully realize that we can't hide our thoughts from God. The contemporary English version of Mark 4:22 says it this way. There's nothing hidden that will not be made public. There's no secret that will not be well known. There's a scripture that's often misunderstood. Numbers 32:23. In the King James Bible. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. This verse is generally used in telling folks that if they sin, their sins will be revealed. Hallelujah. However, sounds good, but listen. Moses is actually speaking of one specific sin. The refusal of the children of Israel to completely follow the Lord, obeying his instructions. That being said, there are many sins that go unexposed right here on planet Earth that will be exposed on Judgment Day. Romans 2:16, Classic Amplified Bible. On that day, when his gospel proclaims, God will judge the secrets, all the hidden thoughts and concealed sins of men through Christ Jesus. Note the verse says, hidden thoughts and concealed sins. Here's the revelation. Concealed sins may be such for a season, but not forever. The adulterer may never be exposed. The thief may never be caught. But that doesn't mean that their sins are concealed forever. Judgment Day is coming. Now let's talk for a couple of minutes about some hidden thoughts. First, there are no hidden thoughts from God. Psalm 139:2-4. 139:2-4 in the Message Bible says, God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I'm an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. God knows what you're thinking. Second, he knows what you're thinking about before you think it. Think about that. Psalm 139:2, New Century Version. You know my thoughts before I think them. Third, understand the devil wants to build a stronghold in your mind. A stronghold is literally a house made of thoughts. Luke 11:21-22, Classic Amplified Bible. When the strong man, fully armed, from his courtyard guards his own dwelling, his belongings are undisturbed, his properties at peace and is secure. But when one stronger than he attacks him and conquers him, he robs him of his whole armor, on which he had relied, and divides up and distributes all his goods as plunder, spoil. The enemy wants our minds to be his undisturbed property. That's why he wants to control our thought life. Have you ever known anyone that was a prisoner of war? I've had the honor of getting to know some men who were taken captive by the enemy and endured being a prisoner of war. See, the devil would like nothing better than to make you a mental prisoner of war. He tries to create an atmosphere of panic and uncertainty. Then he'll bring negative thoughts into your mind, trying to make you think you have no way of escape. He wants you to replace your faith with fear, your determination with doubt, your past with his future for you. The enemy's objective is to build barriers, to create strongholds that prevent each of us from achieving our divine destiny. Fourth, you can tear down mental strongholds. You can tear down mental strongholds. The first key to fighting a good fight, or waging effective warfare, tearing down strongholds, is following his instructions. When we follow the instructions and the words of 1 Timothy 6:12, we need to follow that, 1 Timothy 6:12. Classic Amplified Bible. Fight a good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life, which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The second key in fighting the good fight is faith. Faith is not invisible. Many people think faith is invisible, but it isn't. Listen to this scripture, Hebrews 11:1, 11:1 King James. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Please notice that the thing hoped for is invisible, but faith is the evidence that makes it real. There's no such thing as invisible evidence. You can't go into a courtroom and win a case with invisible evidence. The thing you hope for is invisible. If you have faith for a new house, then your house might be invisible right now, but your faith, well, your faith is invisible. It's, you know, the house will not show up. You see, you gotta walk in faith and believe it, see it. How do you make that which is seemingly invisible visible? You gotta see it in the spirit. In other words, see it, believe it, confess it, expect it. Never give up on it, and manifest it. The third key in fighting to win is to finish what you've been fighting for. 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith. See, we must never give in nor give way to negative thoughts. This is mental and spiritual. This kind of mental and spiritual resolve will allow you, me, each of us, not only to fight a good fight, but to tear down every stronghold the enemy tries to erect. The enemy will lead you to believe your thoughts are stuff hidden from God. They're not. Never fall prey to that lie. Hallelujah. Gives you something to think about on this day before, the day before Christmas. Let me say, those of you accustomed to watching Sunday Night Live, you can still watch it tonight, but it will not be live. We have a limited number of days with our children. Bev and I have been working, so we're going to take the night off. However, one of my favorite Christmas teachings that God's ever allowed me to do, he's going to play tonight, regular time, 6 p.m. Eastern. Seven things to do when your star leads you to a stable. It's a great teaching. In fact, I'm thinking about making a book out of it. Make sure you check it out. Tune in. Hallelujah. Well, till tomorrow morning, Christmas Eve, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking. Rich thoughts.